generally, I suppose I'm extremely disappointed with the ongoing saga regarding the failure of the HSE to fill the two vacant consultant posts required for the pain service. The pain clinic is a vital service. It's the only public, was the only public pain clinic in the Northwest, which provided the service for people from Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal and other parts of the region. And unfortunately, the management of the hospital closed the clinic in June last year when the two consultants who had been providing the chronic pain service both moved to new roles in other hospitals. And no explanation was provided as to why the appropriate recruitment process didn't commence as soon as the hospital management became aware of the plans that the two consultants were planning to move to other hospitals. And, you know, in response to my question at the forum meeting this week, we're told that the recruitment to fill these two vacant consultant posts is actively ongoing, with permanent posts advertised and with a closing date on the 13th of February. However, Catherine, I recollect us being told at a meeting of the forum back in July of last year that recruitment to fill these two vacant posts was ongoing, and that's 8 months ago. And unfortunately, today there are 153 inpatient and day case patients on the waiting list for the pain clinic in the hospital, while there are 146 outpatients on the waiting list, and 106 of these outpatients have been on the waiting list for over a year. And can you imagine being on a waiting list for a pain clinic for in excess of a year? It's totally unacceptable.
The lengthy process that it seems to be taking and the delay in getting two permanent consultants on board at the pain clinic in Sligo, would it lead to concern over the future of the service itself remaining in Sligo from your point of view?
Well, I wouldn't see that as a concern, but just the fact that the recruitment process has taken so long, like from July of last year, and how we are practically into March of 2025, and we're still being told that the recruitment process for the two consultants is actively ongoing, to quote the HSE. And this certainly doesn't inspire public confidence in the HSE and its management, and I'm most unhappy with the lack of progress in terms of new consultants being appointed to the pain clinic.